Thousands of Syrian refugee children who fled the conflict in Syria to neighboring Lebanon are increasingly at risk of dying from malnutrition. Malnutrition has become the new silent threat emerging among Syrian refugees here in Lebanon. An estimated 10,000 Syrian refugee children in Lebanon are likely suffering this condition. UNICEF has added that nearly 2,000 were at risk of dying because of acute malnutrition if they weren't treated immediately. In Khaled Abul Jamal refugee camp in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley, malnutrition is evident. More than 1,000 of the most severe malnutrition cases were identified amongst makeshift shelters like these. Bekaa Valley is home to more than 300,000 refugees, making it the largest concentrated camp in the country. Children at the camp were ready to complain to Press TV, claiming that it's common for them to sleep with an empty stomach.
We don't have food. We sleep hungry. We only eat dry bread for breakfast and lunch.
Children refugees are vulnerable to multiple illnesses due to the dirty water they drink and living very close to sewage.
We drink and bath in this dirty water. We got pimples all over our bodies and the water tastes very bad.
Lebanon is believed to be poorly positioned to deal with malnourishment. The situation has even grown worse after the beginning of the Syrian crisis.
My infant daughter was dying of malnutrition. I had to take her to Syria to get treatment because in Lebanon we couldn't afford it. There is not a healthy lifestyle here. We don't eat fruits, vegetables, or even meat, mainly because we can't afford such foods.
Nonetheless, it seems that the situation of people suffering from malnourishment will only deteriorate as the refugee influx continues. Living in overcrowded makeshift tents like these is believed to be linked to an unhealthy lifestyle, leading to malnutrition. Other factors include lack of immunization, rising food prices, poor hygiene facilities, and unsafe drinking water, all of which were clearly witnessed at this camp. Lamise Karu, Press TV, Bekaa Valley.